The local share market has closed at a three-month high after starting the session flat. The All Ords ended 43 points higher, that's up 0.8%. The ASX 200 added 45 points. Resources stocks took a hit today due to a fall in the price of iron ore. BHP Billiton finished 1.5% lower. Energy stocks also lost ground. Santos fell 3%, but the big four banks all made solid gains. Elsewhere in the region now, Japan's Nikkei is up 264 points, but the Hang Seng is going the opposite direction. It's losing ground. And the Australian dollar is currently fetching 79.3 US cents. A key survey shows conditions at Australian businesses stagnated last month. National Australia Bank's monthly business survey showed the reading on conditions fell 1 point and is now holding below its long-run average. The mining sector recorded the biggest fall in conditions. Confidence edged up slightly, helped by optimism in some sectors about falling oil prices. NAB says the economy remains patchy and growth is failing to gain momentum, pointing to the need for 2 interest rate cuts this year. And Qantas has followed rival Virgin Australia's lead and will start to reduce fuel surcharges on international flights. Qantas won't remove the surcharge altogether, but will restructure its international ticket prices so that fuel surcharges are absorbed into base fares. Qantas says the move will take some time given the size of its international network, which comprises of 200 destinations.